Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Lansing Mayor, and I think he's running for office. Oh, Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Virge Bernero, with us. Hello, Virge. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jack?
Just fine, and I see another big announcement today. Symmetry Medical investing $14.8 million, creating 160 new jobs. That is an expansion of 40%. What does that say about the growing economy of mid-Michigan?
Jack, I am so proud and pleased about this. We have one of the best EDCs in the country. That's Economic Development Corporation. Bob Trezise and his shop do a phenomenal job. When I brought in Bob Trezise, one of the first things he said is that we've got to do more economic gardening. We've got to. People think about economic development as bringing a company from somewhere else, you know, looking for those elusive jobs and bringing them here. But they forget what they've got. Remember the old book, the old adage about diamonds, acres of diamonds, mm-hmm. that people go out and look for diamonds, but there's diamonds right under their feet sometimes? Mm-hmm. This is an example of that. Here we have this company, Symmetry Medical, on Lansing South Side, quiet little company, doing their thing, come to find out, they're one of the best medical device technology companies in the world,
right.
producing pieces for hip replacements and knee, and they're right here in South Lansing, quietly just doing the job. So he implemented a program of retention where we went out and visited, and occasionally I would go with them to the bigger companies, and we would go visit the CEOs, and we went to Symmetry a few years ago mm-hmm. and got to know them and got a tour of the place, and we just kept in touch with them. And then found out that they were interested in expanding. We worked with them, and we made this happen. We were competing with, and thank God for their commitment to this region, but we were competing, I want people to know, with Indiana and Malaysia. And I just talked to the CFO again today. We were competing with Indiana and Malaysia, and we've got them here in Lansing, Michigan. Medical technology, medical manufacturing in Lansing, Michigan. When I say we have some of the most productive and talented workers in the world in Lansing, it's not just hype. It's the reality.
Symmetry Medical includes design, engineering, manufacturing, machining, forging, injection molding, metal finishing, just about running the gamut here. And as you say, it is a global advanced company that a lot of people, frankly, Virge, had never heard of.
Exactly. They're the quiet little company that's there on Lansing Southside doing the job. We can win. We can compete and win in this economy. And when people say manufacturing is passe, you've heard me say it before, Jack. I'll never wave the white flag on manufacturing.
Right.
I won't wave the white flag on the auto industry. We have the best, the technological prowess in this state, the track record here, the talent pool, the skilled workforce, and we use all of those things. And we also had to have, let's face it, we had to have the tax incentives. We had to use the tools at our disposal. I want to say we work with MEDC, Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the mega grants that still have to be voted on and approved. That's vital.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a lot vital. Of people are down on tax incentives, Virge, but you see them as an essential tool?
I do. You know, people can talk about it. They can say, you know, we shouldn't have them. Those jobs would not be here. 160 good-paying jobs in medical technology, manufacturing, would not be here without those tax incentives. So the fact of the matter is, we're competing with Malaysia. Do you know what they pay in Malaysia? $2 an hour, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're competing with. That's a reality. I didn't create the global economy. I don't necessarily like the global economy, but it is. And we have to compete in today's dollars, in today's time. And so those tax incentives are vital. Otherwise, you can just kiss the jobs goodbye. And I don't think we can afford to do that.
Well, a lot of the new jobs that we have seen come to mid-Michigan are very similar stories. But we have gotten several calls, and one of them says that we know about the Main Street agenda. We're wondering about small-town Michigan, and obviously the cities are in distress, need a lot of work. But what about the small towns here and how they're impacted by your plan and this upcoming election?
Well, you know, what the things we're talking about right here, Jack, with the, say, for example, the manufacturing. You know, Michigan has a lot of small towns, and I love the character of our small towns. You know, I come from Pontiac, which is not that small town, but I went to school at Adrian College, where I met my bride. Mm-hmm. Lovely little town, Adrian, a city. And, you know, whether they're a city or a township or a village, this is a part of the character of Michigan. But a lot of those small towns, you know, each had their own little industry. You know, I think about Tecumseh Products in Lenawee County. I think about Merillat cupboards, cabinets in Adrian, and of course GM had there were suppliers and so on. So many of our towns and cities also had some industry, and you know we've lost that, and that has hurt. That has hurt the overall economy. It's hurt the backbone of our city. So one of the first things, you know, by having green manufacturing zones, by not giving up on manufacturing, by fighting for fair trade, that's going to help. And then, of course, the access to capital. Today, I challenged Rick Snyder again to join me in supporting the president's plan for the small business loans. You know, and I've got my Main Street agenda. I've got the state bank, which is again about the issue of access to capital. Small businesses, mom-and-pop shops, storefronts along our main streets in cities and towns across Michigan, small businesses are being impacted by the fact that Wall Street banks will not invest in Michigan. They are redlining Michigan. They will not provide loans to small businesses. Even the banks that were bailed out that got all sorts of assistance for the millions of dollars, hundreds of millions from the federal government, now will have turned their backs on Michigan. So we have got to address that issue. It is the number one issue facing business. It's the number one problem in our economy, and that affects jobs all across the state. I've asked Rick Snyder, I've invited him to come across the aisle. He says he's a bipartisan kind of guy. I take him at his word. I've asked him to join me, to go to Congress, to go to Washington, and fight for this bill, which is backed by the Chamber of Commerce, by the way.
What response have you had?
Well, his guy gave this political response, saying that I was that he's focused on Michigan and that that's a federal issue and he's going to stay in his lane, which I think is a little bit naive for somebody running for governor.
He's an entrepreneur; he should understand the importance of this.
Well, you can't ignore Washington if you're a governor. You got to pay attention to what's going on in Washington. You can't say, "Well, I'm a governor and it's not my business." And then, of course, they said it was gimmickry on my part; that it was just a political ploy. Look. It's a political tactic that I'm suggesting that he and I use together. I'm very serious about it, about saying I will join Rick in doing this for Michigan. Let's set aside the petty partisan politics for a minute. This bill is backed by Republicans and Democrats and the United States Chamber of Commerce because it will stimulate the economy immediately and not in some cheap way, not in some ephemeral way that'll just go away, but a lasting way by investing in small businesses, which is the engine of our economy. Most jobs are created by small businesses. So I'm still very serious, but I'm going to send a letter shortly. But I'm asking Rick to go beyond the political pundits and the handlers and look at the case and join me in fighting for Michigan. I when he talks about it being a gimmick, you could say in a sense, you know, it's a political tactic that we both could use because of the impact of it. It would be so rare for two candidates running for the same office, a Democrat and a Republican, to agree on an important policy issue like this. But it's a great one. It's an important one. And we should come together and do it for Michigan.
Verge, there was an ad put out, it was an online ad a couple weeks ago, talking about Pure Lansing, and it denigrated, I thought, a lot of what had happened in this city. I don't happen to live in Lansing, but I take great interest in what happens here. And I know a lot of other people who were insulted by that. If you were to devise a 30-second spinoff of Pure Michigan and talk about your accomplishments, what would that ad center on?
Well, I hope that some of that will come out in the course of the campaign, and I talk about Lansing a lot in the campaign. And I always, you know, I always mention, look, it's not all peaches and cream in Lansing. I know there are people hurting in Lansing, but I feel, you know, gosh, you know, we're doing pretty well. I mean, look at the riverfront, you know, the revival of the riverfront, the accident fund project, of course, being able to save that beautiful old Board of Water and Light building, and the other development that's going on. I look at the balanced budgets, five balanced budgets in a row, no tax increase. Our workers at City Hall have sacrificed. I appreciate that, the concessions they've made. I cut my pay. I doubled what I pay for health insurance. I gave up the city car. But, you know, we didn't just turn to taxpayers and say, you should pay more so we can keep doing the same thing in the same way. I feel like we've really come a long way. I feel like we've diversified the economy. We've talked about the medical technology here, but you know we've got high tech, bioscience, IT, the insurance industry expanding here. GM, we're negotiating with GM right now for a $200 million expansion. I feel really good about that. I'm hoping we'll have an announcement soon on that. So you know I look at it like you know given the struggles, the challenges that Michigan is facing, we in Lansing we've done pretty well. You know we actually, you know, we're I think we're one of the top cities in the state.
Lansing Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Virge Bernero, our guest on Ebling and You. Virge, we like to think we talk more about the issues than the horse race on this show, but at this point, we have an election less than 2 months away, and the polls are not in your favor at this point. We know that you had a comeback win in the Democratic primary. Are you ready to run that same two-minute offense?
You better believe it. And let me commend you. Let me just say, of course, you do, and you do a very good job of talking about issues and not just the polls, because who knows what the polls are going to be. The poll that counts is the one on November 2nd that starts at 7 a.m., closes at 8 p.m. You know better than to ever underestimate me. I'm the little engine that could, and I'll surprise him again, and there is plenty of time. Let me just say, I look at the calendar. There is plenty of time for the campaign and for us to turn this around. Debbie Stabenow, at this time, was way behind Spencer Abraham. A guy named John Engler, at this point,
yeah,
was way behind. Nobody believed, no one, including myself, believed that John Engler was going to become governor. So it's okay. Underestimate me, I say to my foes. It's all right. The people will have their day. It's not the pundits, and I don't even put you in that category, but it's not the pundits or the pollsters or the prognosticators. It's the people who decide. And there's going to be a lot of exchange, and I look forward. Hopefully there'll be three debates. We're in close negotiations with Rick's camp. Hopefully we'll get three debates. I look forward to that. An open, honest exchange of ideas, and let the people have their say on November 2nd.
Lansing Mayor, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Virge Bernero, our guest, and we will have Rick Snyder on this show very soon. Thanks for joining us, Virge.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
So much. Always a pleasure.
Symmetry Medical. We will be right back, and we're going to talk with Kelly Rossman McKinney of the Rossman Group coming up next on Ebling and You.